Lord Ramchandra's reputation for having killed Ravana with showers of arrows at the request of the demigods and for having built a bridge over the ocean doesn't constitute effectual glory of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Ramchandra, whose spiritual body is always engaged in various pastimes. Lord Ramchandra has no equal or superior, and therefore he had no need to take help from the monkeys to gain victory over Ravana. Purport by Srila Prabhupada, as stated in Vedas, Sutta Svetara Upanishad, na tasya karjam karanam cha vidyate, na ta samasya abhyodhikasya drusyate, parasya saktir vividhiva sruyate, svabhiki jnana vada kriyacha. The Supreme Lord has nothing to do, and no one is found to be equal to or greater than him, for everything is done naturally and systematically by his multifarious energies. Lord has nothing to do, natasya karjam karanam cha vidyate. Whatever he does is his pastime. The Lord has no duty to perform to oblige anyone. Nonetheless, he appears to act to protect his devotees or kill his enemies. Of course, no one can be the Lord's enemy, since who could be more powerful than the Lord? There is actually no question of anyone's being his enemy. But when the Lord wants to take pleasure in pastimes, he comes down to this material world and acts like a human being and thus showing his wonderful, glorious activities to please the devotees. His devotees always want to see the Lord victorious in varied activities, and therefore to please himself and them, the Lord sometimes agrees to act as a human being and perform wonderful and common pastimes for the satisfaction of the devotees. In this verse, it is said, Lord Ramchandra's reputation for having killed Ravana with showers of arrows at the request of the demigods and for having built a bridge over the ocean doesn't constitute the factual glory of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Ramchandra, whose spiritual body is already engaged in various pastimes. Lord Ramchandra has no equal or superior, and therefore he has no need to take help from the monkeys to gain victory over Ravana. Huh? Why he did so? Why he did so? And no need, because he is supreme. Nobody is equal to him, nobody is superior to him. Therefore, he had no need to take help from the monkeys to gain victory over Ravana. Why he took help from monkeys? What is that? Huh? Huh? To give pleasure to his devotees. No other thing is there. Purport Prabhupada says, Veda, quoting from Sutta Svetara Upanishad, na tasya karjam karanam cha vidyate, na ta samasya abhyodhikasya drusyate, parasya saktir vividhiva sruyate, svabhiki jnana vada kriyacha. The Supreme Lord has nothing to do. No one is found to be equal to or greater than him, for everything is done naturally, systematically, by his multivarious energies. Energies act. Supreme Lord doesn't do anything. By his mere willing, his energy acts. Multifarious energy. Lord has nothing to do. Natasya karjam karanam cha vidyate. Whatever he does is his pastime. The Lord has no duty to perform to oblige anyone. Nonetheless, he appears to act to protect his devotees or kill his enemies. Of course, no one can be Lord's enemy. Isn't it? He has said that thing in Bhagavad Gita. Samam sarva bhuteshu name dasyasti na priya. Samam sarva bhuteshu name dasyasti na priya. I am equal to everybody. Nobody is dear to me, nobody is inimical to me. He is equal. That is said here. Of course, no one can be Lord's enemy, since who could be more powerful than the Lord? There is actually no question of anyone being his enemy. But when the Lord wants to take pleasure in pastimes, he comes down to this material world, acts like a human being and thus showing his wonderful, glorious activities to please the devotees. To relish his pastimes, wonderful will, I'll fight. In fighting, I want to enjoy Rudra Rasa. That is Rudra Rasa, Veera Rasa. Lord wants to enjoy. Then, who will fight with him? Nobody is superior to him. If the opponent is not of the same, equally powerful, there will be no happiness in fighting, isn't it? A Lord wants to release Rudra Rasa by fighting. So, by wonderful will, his own devotees, they come down here as Rakshasas and act as enemies to Lord. And there was fighting. Balaram, this Hiranakya Hiranyakashipu, second incarnation, this Ravana Kumbhakarna, the two brothers Joy and Vijay, this wonderful will of the Lord, they fell down here, and as demons, they acted three lives, and they fought with the Lord. Thereby, Lord get pleasure, released his mellow of such pastime, Rudra Rasa, and devotees also. This is reciprocal, that is said here. Actually, there is no question of one's being his enemy, but when the Lord wants to take pleasure in pastimes, comes down to this material world and acts like a human being, thus showing his wonderful, glorious activities to please the devotees. His devotees always want to see the Lord victorious in varied activities, and therefore to please himself, and then the Lord sometimes agrees to act as a human being and perform wonderful and common pastimes for the satisfaction of the devotees. For the satisfaction of the devotees, otherwise he has nothing to do here. No need of coming down here. This is most important. Bhaktavasya Bhagavan. Who can? Who can make Lord submit to him? Is superior or samardhvatatva? Nobody is equal to him, nobody is superior to him. How can one make Lord submit to him? No. But Bhaktavasya Bhagavan is very dear to his devotees. Devotees are very dear to him. And so he has said that thing. Sadam topi padosmi bhakte nasna rajubi ajitopi jitoyam tairavasyapi vasikrutaha. In Hari Bhakti Siddhadeva. Though I am eternally free, independent, still I become bound up with the rope of love of my devotee, who is eternally free, unbound, independent. Where is the question of bondage to him? No question, but bhaktena baddhosvi bhaktena snarajjubhi. But I sometimes become bound up with the rope of love of my devotees. That is bhaktavasalya. That is bhaktavasalya. Ajito pi jito yam tairo vasyo pi vasikrva. He is unconquerable, ajito. Nobody can conquer him. But sometimes he becomes conquered by his devotee. Because of his bhaktavasalya. Conquer him! Murari. Conquer him. Is unconquerable. This is question of love, prem ras. The Bhagavan Krishna accepted bhakta bhav. Came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu gave his prema purushottama who gives freely, indiscriminately, prema, love to one and all, with that prema, he becomes bound. That prema he gives. With that love, premik bhakto binds Lord Hari in his heart. That person, premi bhakto, always sees Lord Hari Krishna in his heart, in within and without. Yes, he never even for a moment forgets Krishna, never for a moment is not out of the sight of Krishna. Jamam pasyati sarvatra sarvanta mai pasyati tasyam na pranasyami satyame na pranasyati. But Gita, Krishna, this is complete Krishna consciousness. Complete Krishna consciousness. One who sees me everywhere, sees everything in me. He is not out of my sight, I am not out of his sight. That's premi bhakta, that developed prema. He sees Krishna everywhere. He sees Krishna within, in his heart and outside. Jaha nitra pade taha Krishna spare. Bhakta ama premi bandhiyati hudaya bhitare. Jaha nitra taha taha dekhoya amare. That premi bhakta bound me in his heart with the rope of love. Wherever he looks, he sees me. He sees Krishna, Krishna sees him. That is prema. So such a premi bhakta is always with Krishna. He is not out of sight of Krishna. Krishna is not out of sight his sight. Though Krishna is the supreme, Swarad Purusa, supremely independent, still he is bound up with the love of Krishna. Bhakta, devotee, he is dependent, he is though supremely independent, still dependent on his devotee. Dependent on it. He says, I have no independence. Ninth canto. He says to Durvasa Muni, Am bhakto paradhina. He is vantra ivati. Sadhvi krastra hudar bhakte bhakta janapriya. Brahmana, these are Durvasa. I have no independence. I am dependent on my devotee. Yes. Sadhvi krastra hudar bhakte. That sadhu bhakta has occupied my heart. So, Krishna, Rasika Shekhara, to release the pure prema rasa, loving marrow of his premi bhakta, becomes bound up with the rope of love. You understand? That is his nature. That is his nature. Nature is very greedy for that releasement of loving mellow. That is his nature. Simultaneously becomes bound up in the heart of each and every premi bhakta. Each and every premi bhakta, that is bhakta vasalya. And this is the activity or play of ladini shakti. Ladini Sakti. The activity and play of Ladini Sakti is prema, and that prema, the Supreme Lord Krishna becomes bound up. This is the natural dharma of prema. And this dharma of prema is very wonderful, very excellent. Very wonderful and very excellent, inconceivable. Apani nachai prema bhaktir nachai, krishnir nachai, tini nachai kothai. That prema, itself dances, makes the devotee dance, makes Krishna dance, simultaneously, three dance. Prema, the bhakta and Krishna. This is wonderful. The heart of Supremi Bhakta is Vrindavan. Yes, heart of Premi Bhakta is Vrindavan. That is the place where Krishna always stays, always remains with blissfulness, never leaves the heart, that Vrindavan, the heart of Premi Bhakta. Lord is always eager to give happiness to his devotees, Premi Bhaktas. Not only that, Krishna even takes the remnants of his Premi Bhakta. How he snatches away the morsel of food from the mouth of cow and boys. This is Bhakta Vatsalya. Therefore he becomes submitted to the Premi Bhaktas, both Bhakta and Bhagavan dance together with love, and Krishna becomes bound up with the rope of love. Though all powerful and mighty, he cannot break that bondage. He says, no power, I cannot. Beyond my capacity. This is Bhakti Vatsalya. In Chaitanya Bhagavata, Akinchana Bhakta Kolavecha Sridhar offered prayers. In his prayers, he mentioned, Bhakti, Bhakti Yogi Bhishma Toma Jini Loso Mori Bhakti Yogi Bhishma Toma Jini Loso Mori Bhakti Yogi Jasodayo Bandhilo Tomari Bhakti Yogi Jasodayo Bandhilo Tomari Bhakti Yogi Tomari Be Chilo Satyo Bhama
Bhakti Yogi Tomari Be Chilo Satyo Bhama
Bhakti Bose Tumi Kande Kailo Goporama Bhakti Bose Tumi Kande Kailo Goporama Ananta Brahmanda Koti Bohe Jaro Mone Ananta Brahmanda Koti Se tumi Sri Dham Gopo Lohila Pone
Se tumi Sri Dham Gopo Lohila
Pone In pure bhakti yoga, Bhishma conquered Krishna in the battlefield of Kurukshetra. Though Krishna is unconquerable, still, such Premi Bhakta conquers him. Krishna accepts defeat. That is his pleasure. Let his Bhakta defeat him, conquer him. This is pure Bhakti Yoga. Bhakti Yogi Jasodaya Bandhilo Tomare. Mother Jasoda bound up Krishna. In pure bhakti, you understand? Who can bind up Krishna? Supreme Lord, who can bind? Nobody can bind, isn't it? That to really sinas bhakti, the mellow of loving mellow, especially Jasoda's Vatsalya Rasa. What is that? Parental mellow. That is pastime, isn't it? He manifests pastime just to give pleasure to his devotee and himself gets pleasure out of it, releases that mellow. Krishna is a childhood pastime. A 2-year-old, 3-year-old Krishna goes to the houses of gopis and still smakhan. Butter, isn't it? Supreme thief. You are thief. Yes. Gopis also get delight feeding, giving makhan, butter to Gopal. Yes. They get delight giving makhan. Again they come to Yashoda, and raise complaint against Gopal. Yashoda, your son Gopal is going to our house and stealing all makhan. Eating. Wonderful. They feed, they get delight in feeding Gopal with makhan. And coming to Yashoda, loves complaint. Yashoda becomes angry. You understand? It's a wonderful pastime. Gopal, have you eaten makhan? Have you eaten? Gopal, mother, maya, nahi makhan khaya. Maya, nahi makhan khaya. Mother, I have not eaten makhan. 2-year-old boy, broken language says, Maya, nahi makhan khaya. Mother, I have not eaten makhan. Mother becomes more angry. Yes, makhan is there in your mouth. Telling lies. Are you telling lies? Makhan is there. You have eaten. Why are you telling lies? Then Gopal said, Mother, they have smeared makhan in my mouth. They have smeared makhan in my mouth. Do you think Gopal tells lie? Do you think Gopal tells lie, is a liar? No, he never tells lie, he speaks truth. But his trick, how he speaks, Maya, maine hi makhan khaya. Maya, maine hi makhan khaya. Mother, I have eaten. He speaks in such a way, it reflects in two ways, affirmative and negative way. You understand me? He's very tricky fellow, Gopal. Very tricky. He knows how to speak a tricky way. We cannot understand it. We commit mistake. There is no mistake with Gopal. Who is Vishwambhara? Who maintains the whole universe? Who maintains the whole universe? Who supplies food to one and all living entities in all the universe? He is not attached to anything. Everything is his property. He is the only proprietor. Have you any property, Mr. Terry? Are you proprietor? Nothing. Isa, Vasya, Idan, Sarvam. Everything belongs to Isa, Supreme Lord. All is his property. So why you go to some other's house and steal? Do you understand? Because this is such pleasure-giving leela to his dear devotees. Devotees. He gives pleasure, he gets pleasure, and devotees get pleasure out of it. Such wonderful. And Gopal goes to the house of some gopis. They like Gopal very much, and they also feed him, take this makhan. So this is not wonderful. This is not amazing that makhan is smeared over his mouth. Gopal's face, black face and white makhan, looks so nice. White makhan in black face. And Gopi sees such wonderful beauty, black face with white makhan. They become very much delighted. And when Gopal gets opportunity, he steals. He is a child, 2 years old child, 3 years old child. It's nature, it naturally is fickle. Wickedness is wicked. Yes. When mother rebukes, scolds Gopal. Some days, he doesn't go. The houses of gopis. If Gopal doesn't come, gopis cannot have the darshan of Gopal. They feel very restless. Why Gopal is not coming? Why is not coming? They go to the house of Yashoda Mata and inquire, why Gopal is not coming to our house? Is he okay? Is he okay? Huh? Mother Yashoda says to Gopal, Gopal, your intelligence, your activity, these are all like that of monkeys. Monkeys, monkeys. Do you understand? He took help of the monkeys when he was Ram, do you understand? Your intelligence, your play, your activities, all these are that of monkeys. And you are with so many monkeys, Gopal. Are you not afraid? Huh? With so many monkeys? Huh? Surrounded so many monkeys. Gopal says, Ma, Mother, these monkeys had helped Lord Ram. Ram was going to conquer Lanka, kill Ravana. At that time, these monkeys had undergone severe tribulations, sufferings. Lord Ram was wandering in the forest. He had no good food to give them. He had nothing. They were wandering in the forest, what good food to give? This is monkeys. Had undergone much suffering at that time. Sometimes they couldn't get any food to eat. They may be jumping from one branch to another, getting some fruit, or may not get anything at any day. So they fast. They go without eating sometimes. Now see, Mother, how they are stretching their hands, begging, Makhan, give us Makhan. How delightfully they are eating, you see, Mother? You understand? This is such wonderful leela, sweet leela. Thereby, Supreme Lord makes the bhaktas, devotees, drown in this ocean of pleasure and happiness, delightfulness, joyfulness. Isn't it, Mr. Terry? Are you drowning? Are you drowning in that ocean? No?
Drowning.
Not drowning. You are floating on the surface. Edge. You are at the edge. Acha, you are not entering into this ocean. You are afraid? So, Yashoda Mata, due to her this parental love, Vatsalya Rosa, she has forgotten that Krishna is Bhagavan. Thinks, my son. All is thinking how everything will be auspicious for my son. My son will be happy, everything. Only this thought. Nanda Maharaj is king. There is no deficit in Nanda Maharaj's house. Why? His son will steal. Is that in deficit? Nanda Maharaj's house? Why son will steal? How he has developed this habit of stealing? How he has developed? Leela Purushottama Bhagavan Krishna. Yashoda Mata. By the activity of Yoga Maya, forgotten all these things. Thinks, my son. Trajyacu Upanishad Bhicha, Sankhya Yogicha Satpati, Upogiyo Manang Ramahatam Haring, Samanyata Atmajam. 10th canto, Bhagavatam says, Samanyata Atmajam. In three Vedas, whose glories are sung, Trajyacu Upanishad, in all Upanishads, who is glorified, Trajyacu Upanishad Bhicha, Sankhya Yogicha Satpati. Those are Sankhya Yogis. They carry an analytical study on whom? Sankhya discussion. And those who are devotees, they offer prayers to the Supreme Lord Krishna. But Mother Jasoda says, he is my son, he is my son. Samanyatatmajam. This is pure Vatsalya Ras. So, it is natural that children of this nature of stealing. So in childhood days, Krishna has stolen Maghan. When he grows up, Pauganda Kala, Pauganda, you understand? 10 to 12 years old, Pauganda. Pauganda time, he steals the garments of the damsels of brother. Supreme thief, yes, Chauragraganya, is supreme thief, isn't it? He may sometimes steal you, Mr. Steri. Why will he steal you? He will not steal you, isn't it? They are not worth stealing. If you develop your prem bhakti, you will steal it. Yeah, then it's worthy of stealing, you understand? And just prepare yourself. Develop your prem bhakti, then Krishna will steal your heart. Steal your heart. Understand me? So during childhood days he steals the makhan, butter, from the houses of gopis. In Pauganda age, he stole the garments of the damsels of Brajabhumi. And then he grows up little bit. Kaisara kal, boyhood days. He steals the heart of the gopis. Steals the heart of the gopis. Yes. As Ishwaras, as Supreme Lord, he also steals the papa tapo, the sin and afflictions of the bhaktas. Yes. Such a thief. Supreme thief. As he grows up, as Gopal grows up, his wickedness also grows, increases. And every day Mata Yashoda is getting complaints. Your son Gopal steals so much. Vexed. Mother Yashoda is vexed now. She's completely disgusted. Mother Yashoda thought of very deeply, why my son is stealing? I have enough makhan in my house. Why stealing in another's house? Why? It's not deficit. Enough I have. Thought of, the maid servants. I have engaged maid servants to make makhan, isn't it? The churn, jogrut, make makhan. I have not done with my own hands. Therefore, Gopal doesn't like it. So, going to other houses and steals. So, I will do with my own hand from today. Sitara. So, with her own hands, she milked the best cows available. And she churns the jogrut with her own hands. Prepares makhan. Yes. Very early in the morning, she wakes up, and engaged in churning. Churn, makhan. And in the mouth, singing the glories of Gopal with the hand, churning, bangles in the hand, producing tinkling sound, run, such nice. Gopal was sleeping, he woke up, and found mother is not there, then cried, Mama! যশোদা স্যার গোপাল আই এম হিয়ার আই এম চুনিং জগরুত প্রিপেয়ারিং মাখন ফর ইউ কম কম অন হিয়ার গোপাল ওয়েন্ট দেয়ার and got up into the lap of mother Jasoda and started sucking to the breast. This time, at a distance, mother had put a big pot of milk on the oven. And now, milk is boiled and now it's swelling up and pouring out on the ground now. Mother could notice it. So immediately, Mother Jasoda stood up, put Gopal on the ground and ran to take off the pot of the oven. You understand? Gopal was soaking to the breast of the mother. He was not satisfied. You are dissatisfied, pour piece of stone and threw it. And the big part of Jogrut, the whole part was broken to pieces, all Jogrut fell on the ground. Then the Gopal is angry, crying, went out to other house and started stealing makhan, standing up on a grinding motor and stealing makhan hanging on the swing. Mother Jasoda, with her body, mind and speech, then I 24 hour engaged the loving service of Krishna, no other thought. She is engaged in tuning Jogrut, in the mouth glorifying, singing the glories of Krishna, in the mind thinking of Krishna. This is the last limit of Vatsalya Ras, parental love. She is the mother of whole universe, Nikhila Vishwara Matru Swarupa, Mother Jasoda. Because son is Lord Krishna. Such pure Vatsalya Ras, parental love, mother's love, in order to save the pot of milk pouring down, she went there, putting child Krishna on the ground. Is it cruelty on our part? It's not cruelty. No. Krishna is Sevya, Jasoda is Sevika. Jasoda is the servant. Krishna is to be served. Bhakta Bhagavan. So Premi Bhakta, then I 24 hours engaged in loving service. In varieties of ways, he wants to serve Krishna and give him all pleasure. Krishna arthe akhira chastitam. Mother Jasoda's heart is completely filled with putra sneha, loving attitude towards her son. Always thinking, always speciousness, pleasure, happiness of Krishna, Gopal. Where is cruelty? Is not cruelty. Sometimes it so happens. It is part of the service of Gopal. He ran there. Sometimes it happens. This is such loving attitude. There is no cruelty. So in this Leela, you'll find there is Leelananda, Lord releases the mellow of his sweet Leela, and Bhaktas, Premananda, and Bhakta gets pleasure rendering such loving service. Lila-ananda and Prema-ananda. Understand my language, Mr. Terry. And two types of ananda. Lord's Lila-ananda, Bhakta's Prema-ananda. Combined it together. Huh? You understand? Combined together, create Apurva Paramananda. Unprecedented Supreme Ananda. Both Lord and devotee, Bhagavan and Bhakta, become merged, drowned, such a ocean of Ananda. Ocean of Ananda. No one can describe it through the language. Indescribable. It's indescribable. Rasavaisaha. Rasavaisaha. He is the reservoir of rasa, mellow. And he is rasa himself. He is rasika. He releases. He is the releaser. And he is also to be released. Aswadhyam. He gives opportunity to his premi bhaktas to release such mellow. Oh, took off that pot of milk from the womb, Yasoda returned and saw the whole big pot of Jagrata completely broken to pieces. Oh, Jagrata is full. On the ground. Gopal is not there. Where is Gopal? Huh? And Gopal has gone out to other house. On the floor, the footprints are there. Mother Yasoda, tracing the footprints, went there. Saw. Oh, Gopal is now standing on a grinding mortar and stealing Madhav from the sink. And in the house, many monkeys are there. Many monkeys. The house is filled with monkeys, and all the monkeys are eating makhan. Eating makhan. And Gopal is giving makhan to them. And monkeys are stretching their hands and eating. Huh? And so many makhan, butter is also fallen on the floor. Whole floor looking white, white. Mother Yasoda is very angry. She has took up a cane in her hand. Stealthily went into the room and just stood behind Gopal. Monkey saw Mother Yasoda with cane in hand. Immediately, the monkey jumped out of the door. And Gopal looked back. Oh, mother is there with cane in hand and looks very grave, angry mood, Baba. Monkey jumped out. Gopal was standing on the grinding mortar like monkey also. He jumped out. And tried to get out of the room. But mother is very angry. Mother will not spare him today. Mother decided, I must bind him today. I won't spare him today. Supreme Lord Antarjami. He knows what will happen, isn't it? What will happen? He knows Antarjami. Who is in the heart, he knows. Mother decided, I'll bind him today, I'll not spare him. This is Madhurjama Leela. Understand my language? What a fellow. Okay. So sweet, loving, mellow. Madhurjama Leela. No Aishwarya, no opulence here. But sometimes, in Madhurjama Leela, some Aishwarya is also manifested, yes. So in this Leela, Madhurjama, very loving, sweet Leela, nectarian, but Gopal manifested some aishwarya. I will not be cut off by mother. Mother will run behind me. I will run, but I will not be cut off. Do you understand me? That is aishwarya. So Gopal is running, not running straight, running in like a, moving like a snake, zigzag way. And Mother Yashoda, a bit fat lady. And Mother Yashoda is running behind Gopal, but couldn't catch him. Now mother is tired now, breathing heavily, a bit tired, and the flower garland of Karabira flower, which was there on her breast, and fallen down on the ground. Understand, Mr. Terry? And her hair is now all scattered, very tired. Gopal is moving in a zigzag way like a snake. Mother running behind him, but couldn't catch him. Do you understand? At last, mother's eye fell at the reddish lotus feet of Gopal. Reddish lotus feet. That is the object of meditation of the devotees. The reddish lotus feet of the Lord. Oh, so soft feet. Feet, such reddish feet, so soft. Gopal's feet, how soft, so soft. If some thorn will be pricked into such soft feet, Gopal will get so much pain. Mother is thinking, with this thought, mother became moorish. When devotee's vision is fixed at the such reddish lotus feet of the Lord, Lord becomes fixed. Then Gopal thought up, now I'll be cut up, mother is very tired now. I'll be cut up. Now, Mother Yashoda, cut him out. She is very angry today. Yes, Gopal has put in so much anxiety. Yes, every day so many complaints of stealing, and he has broken this big pot of jagrut. Yes, and made me so tired, and giving all makhan to the monkeys, made me tired. So much, has vexed me in so many ways. Little baby, mother is very angry. Right hand holding a cane, left hand has cut up Gopal, Mother Yashoda. So, Damdarashtaka, Satyavrata Muni has written, that leela, that form of Damodar, Namamishwaram Satchidanandarupam, Namamishwaram Satchidanandarupam, Lasat Kundalam Gokuli Brajamanam, Lasat Kundalam Gokuli Brajamanam, Yashodaviyo Lukhaladhavamanam, Yashodaviyo Lukhaladhavamanam, Paramrushtam-atyanta-drutya-gupya. Namdarashtaka-satyavrata-muni has written, that is such nice pastime in Gokul. At the time of stealing makhan, Mother Yashoda tried to catch him up. Gopal is running, mother just like running behind him. Gopal is running very swiftly in zigzag way. Mother Yashoda running behind him. Dritya Gupya. And at last, cut him off. Such form, such picture, who is of bhakta of vatsalya ras. A bhakta of vatsalya ras. Understand my language? Understand? Whose ras is vatsalya ras, parental. Such bhakta may think of, I want to see this form. Gopal is running, Mother Yashoda running behind, and at last catches him. And Gopal is crying. Such form. So, Mother is very angry. Seeing Mother, angry mood, Gopal started crying. And the earrings into ears. What do you say? Shaking? What do you say? By breathing, his chest is up and down, and with two palms, rubbing his eyes, isn't it? There is this black ointment. Mother has put in two eyes, now rubbing with the eyes, tears are there, black ointment, and with black face, all black ointment, are smeared over palm, red palm, and face. Such form, such wonderful form has appeared now. And Satyavrata Muni in Dandarashtra written, Rudantam muhur netra jagmam rudantam rudantam muhur netra jagmam rudantam karam bhojan jugmena satanka netram karam jugmena satanka netram muhuswasa kampa trirekhanka kantha muhuswasa trirekhanka kantha sita graiva dhamo dara bhakti vadham sita graiva dhamo dara bhakti vadham rudantam muhur netra jugmam rudantam crying, with his two hands, lotus palms, rubbing his two eyes, atanka netram, with eyes are, you understand, fearful eyes. There is fear in his eyes. Muswasakampa, breathing heavily. And three rekha, three lines on the neck, you understand? And chest, up and down. This is the form. Wonderful form. You understand? And this is Vatsalya Ras. So when this thing is going on, such leela is taking place, some Gopal is crying. Mother is angry, cut up, binding. Some cowherd men came, some cow women, gopis came, some cowherd boys came. There, those are girls, young girls, seeing the pitiable condition of Mother Yashoda. You understand? You understand? Yashoda looks fatigued. Understand? Fatigued. Kranti. Looks fatigued. Since her pitiable condition of Yashoda Mata, the young girls looking at themselves, smiling. Young girls are smiling. looking at themselves, not looking at seeing the pitiable condition of Yashoda, looking at themselves, smiling. But those who are grown up, cowherd ladies, women, they are saying, "Oh, mother Yashoda, why? Why are you so angry? Gopal is a young child. Huh? Relieve him, relieve him, relieve him. Don't mind him, relieve him." They are saying like that. I understand, Mr. Terry. But the friends, Gopal's friends, Sridham, Subal, they are standing at a distance. They cannot come near because mother is very angry. You understand? Mother is very angry. They cannot come near. Standing at a distance, they get so much pain in their heart. Oh, our friend is in bondage. Friend is in bondage. How can we relieve him? How can we relieve him? This is Sakyaras. You understand? Sakyaras. Their dear friend is in bondage. Mother has bound him up. Bound him to this grinding motor. They are not come because mother is very angry today. But they are always thinking how their friend will be released. So, standing at a distance, they thus, when Gopal looks at them, they just give a sign. Mother had bound him on the veranda. Then stand on the veranda to a grinding motor. They give a sign. Karnu, Karnu. Go down, go down, go down. Crawl down, crawl down, crawl down. Just give a sign. Silently give a sign. This is Sakyaras. The friends, they feel such compassion for their friend. They think how our friend will be released. Such wonderful, such wonderful Mela, who is Bhagavan, who is Supreme Lord, who causes the material bondage of your body. He is in bondage? He is in bondage? Mr. Terry?
He is in bondage.
Yeah, he is in bondage. Who causes the material bondage of your body? He is in bondage. Wonderful, wonderful. And his friends feeling such pain in their heart, how our friends will be released. Because our friend, Bandhugyan, they never think it's Bhagavan, such pure ras, mellow. And looking at the friends, Gopal smiles, looking at mother cries. Looking at the friends, Gopal smiles, looks at mother, cries. So, then Gopal crawled down to the courtyard. And crawling, then Gopal went inside the two Arjuna trees. You understand? Just thrust himself inside that. And the grinding motor was rolling and it remained there in sideway. You understand? Then again crawls. Then two trees, Arjuna trees, roots. With great sound, they are all rooted, fell down. Then such a sound was there. All came, Mother Yashoda came running, Nanda Maharaj came running, so many coward men came running, ladies, gopis came running. All came running, what happened, what happened, what happened, what happened? And this cowherd boys came out. We are eyewitness. What happened? Mother Yashoda bound him with grinding water. and Kanu rolled down. Crawled down, and these two trees were uprooted. So Mother Yashoda had bound, and Nanda Maharaj's father released him. Released him. Now, friends are very happy. Our friend is now released. They are very happy. You understand? So at that time, Yashoda, when Yashoda was angry and cane in hand, Gopal said, Mother, was crying and said, Mother, why are you catching that cane? Just throw it out, throw it out. Mother laughed. Yes, no need of cane. Now I have bound him up. No need of cane now. Then Mother Yashoda threw out the cane. Bhayanam bhayankara. Supreme Lord, who is fearful to all demons. Now he is out of fear, crying. You understand? Seeing the cane on the hand of Mother. Such wonderful. When Mother Yashoda threw out, dropped the cane, Gopal, looking at his friends, laughed. Then Mother Yashoda says, Gopal, oh, you are very much frightened. You are crying. But Gopal, looking at his friends laughing, but looking at Mother crying. Do you understand? So he, Gopal, just suppressed his laughing, because if you laugh, the leela will be spoiled. He suppressed his laughing. So when this two Arjuna trees are protected, it's a great sound of came. Then Mother said, Mother Yashoda, what happened to my Gopal? What happened? Oh, two trees are fallen. What happened? What happened? Then Mother is now crying. Mother is now crying. Where is my Gopal? Where is my Gopal? Nanda Maharaj came. Then Nanda Maharaj released from the bandage. Mother Yashoda immediately picked him up into his lap, onto her lap, and went inside the room. You understand? Then Gopal started talking to the breast of Mother. This is Madhurjya Leela, so sweet, beautiful Leela, Vatsalya Rosh, and some opulence is there, but it is hidden. Gopal is saying, Mother, what happened to you? What happened to you? What happened to you? Why are you crying, Mother? Now there's tears. Tears in the eyes of Mother Yashoda, that is Premasru. Tears of love. Thinking, oh, why did I bind Gopal? Why did I bind Gopal? Lamenting. And shedding tears. Gopal says, Mother, what happened to you? Early in the morning, you made me cry. You made me cry, isn't it? I was sucking to the breast and you put me on the ground, went out. You made me cry. Now I made you cry. You are crying now. I made you cry. At that time, you are crying, Gopal is laughing. Do you understand? Now Gopal is in the lap of Mother and sucking to the breast with much satisfaction and joyfulness, and just, what do you say? Moving his hand, little hand on the face of Mother. And the tears are there in the eyes of Mother, as if giving consolation to the Mother, the Lord giving blessings to the devotee, Premasru, there is tears of love in the eyes of mother, and thinking, I am such a rascal. I bound up my Gopal. I bound up. Why did you bound up my Gopal? Mother thinking and shedding tears of love. Such a nice leela. Do you understand? This is bhakti vase. That is a sudha. Sudha bhava sakha kare skandhe arana, sudha bhava brajeshwari kare bandhan. This is sudha bhava. Pure vasalya rasa, brajeshwari, mother Yashoda binds Gopal. Otherwise, who can bind him? Do you understand? Bind him. Ananta brahmanda koti bahejar mane, se tumi sridham gopu bahejar apane. Isn't it? It's pure sakya ras that Krishna carries Sridham on his shoulders. That's play. Sometimes Krishna is defeated, Sridham wins. So Krishna carries Sridham on his shoulder and runs around. Jese drabya sevanare sarva bhave khai, naipidyadi vidhiro upekhya nahi japchai, arpa drabya dase unadile bale khai, tar sakhi brahmanero khudo dwar khai. This is pure love. Pure love. I say that not to give love to his devotees, Krishna sometimes snatches the morsel of food from the mouth of the devotee. He snatches the morsel of food from the mouth of the cowherd boys. This is out of love. When out of love, devotee offers something, immediately Krishna acts. No need of ringing, ting, 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 chanting mantra, do this, yes, yes, like this. No need, no need. It's only pure love. No need of this. All vidhis are not needed. That is vidhi, vaidhi. It's out of love. When there is love, it's loving. Mood is there, and with love, devotees are offering. No need of Krishna snatches away, snatches away. If devotee is not giving, but it snatches away. That is example we'll see that Sudama Vipra, Sudama Vipra, poor Brahmin Sudama, went to Dwaraka. You understand? Very poor, he had nothing in his house, what to take. So his wife brought some very old, tattered, bad odor is coming out, some chipped rice, neighbor's house, went with it. He has bound it with his tattered cloth, but when he went to Dwaraka, Krishna is king, so much opulence, seeing the opulence, he felt ashamed. What I have brought? My friend has so much opulence. Such most ingrat, how can I offer it to my friend? So much opulence is there. So he put it underneath his armpit. Armpit. But Krishna knows everything. Everything. Asked. King upayanamanitam brahman me bhavata gruhat anupya pahrutam bhakti primna bhurjeva me bhavet bhurjyapya bhakta pahrutam name tosaya kalpate. 10th canto Bhagavatam. Krishna says, oh my friend, oh brahmana, Sudama, my friend, you have brought something for me when out and you left home. What you have brought for me? Why are you not giving me? If it is very insignificant, still it is very great on my part. It's enough, bhuri, prachur. On my part, because it is, soaked with the such loving mellow. I only accept such loving mellow, nothing else. But one who is abhakta, not my devotee, if he offers so many things like In a big amount like Himalayan mountain, still I never accept it. I accept the loving mellow, love and affection. My devotee offers very insignificantly. It is so much for me, you understand? So what you have brought for me, why not? But is feeling ashamed and put underneath the armpit. Perspirations are there and that very old tattered, chipped rice now soaked with perspiration. If you taste it, you'll find, that are coming. But Krishna snatched away. Dhamma is not giving. Snatched away. Tattered cloth, all broken, all fell on the ground and took one handful. Oh, very nice, so sweet. Mr. Terry, if you have tasted, salty, not good. But Krishna, so sweet, so nice. One handful he took. And when going to take another handful, Rukmini Devi, who is Lakshmi, goddess of Arjuna, cut hold of. This is enough, this is enough. This is enough, this is enough. Iti musting sakra jagdha didiyang jagdhu madade tava sirja gruhe hastam tatpara paramestina. When Krishna is going to take the second handful, Rukmini Devi cut hold of. And this is enough. Now I have to go and serve him. Yes. And taking the second handful, do you think that you'll hand me over to him? Understand me? Understand? This is enough. Lakshmi Devi didn't allow to take second handful. This is enough. And this is what? This is pure loving mellow. Alpadrabya dasyo na dile bole khaye. Because he felt ashamed. How can I offer such thing? Very insignificant, so much opulence. My friend has. But Krishna smashed away because it is out of love. This Parasakhi Brahmana kudha dharakaya. Avasya se sabe kore kore atma sa Tarasakhi vanavasya Yudhishthira sa ko. Similarly, Yudhishthira Maharaj, his brother, wife, Draupadi, staying in forest, Durvasamuni, Duryodhana sent Durvasamuni in the afternoon. Nothing food, no food is there. They can feed. Durvasa will get angry. Curse them. They will all burn to ashes. With that, youth thought, he sent. But Krishna Rakshati, Pandavas are very dear devotees of Krishna. Who can? What harm is there? Who can give any harm? No, Krishna Kadi. So Krishna came calling from distance. There is problem for Draupadi because no food is there. How can they feed the guests, so many guests? Durvasa had come with thousands of disciples. Problem, they were taking bath. Who can save me from this danger? Only Krishna. He called Krishna, Krishna coming, running from the distance, shouting, Draupadi, I am very hungry, give me food. Please listen, no, first give me food, then I will listen. No, that's my problem, no food, no, must be some food. See the cooking pot, some food must be there. That day there, Draupadi had cooked some saag. One tiny leaf was just there. Still stuck to the brim, it's not. At the time of washing, it has not gone out. Oh, yes, it is there. Took one tiny leaf and ate it. Much pleasure. I am so, you gave me so much food. My stomach is heavy now. And we have tiny leaf. This is loving. It's only love, nothing else. This is it. Sevaka Krishna rapidamata patni bhai dasavai Krishna dityavana. The devotee is Krishna's father, mother, wife, brother, servant, everything. Yes, nobody else is there. Je rupa chintoye dasa, se rupa hoye, dasa krishna karivare paroye vikre. The form is their devotee thinks to see. Krishna appears before him in that form. Krishna je tomar, krishna jite par, tomar sukati ache. Ami je kangal, krishna krishna vali dhaye to paache paache. such a premi bhakta was bound of Krishna, the rope of love in his heart, Krishna belongs to him. Only he can give Krishna. Who can give Krishna? Who has gotten Krishna? Huh? Otherwise, who can give? Who not gotten, can he give? No. Dase Krishna Kuribare Pikre. Only such a das, such a servant, premi bhakta can give Krishna, nobody else. Sevaka vatsala prabhu sari vedagai. Sevakara sthane Krishna prakasadai. So in four Vedas it is sung, Sevaka vatsala, Krishna Supreme Lord is very dear to his devotees. Is a bhakta vatsalya. And Krishna manifests himself, before his such premi bhaktas. He is always with them. This is just loving pastimes. It's wonderful. Very excellent, inconceivable. Both Bhagavan and Bhakta, they get pleasure. They get pleasure. Bhagavan gets, Bhakta gets. Krishna is Prithir Vishay. Understand my language? It's the object of love. Whereas Bhakta, Premi Bhakta, is Prithir Ashray. What do you say? It's the abode of love. Do you understand me? Prabhupada gives this translation. Krishna is the object of love, Prithir Vishay, whereas Bhakta devotee is the abode of love, Prithir Ashray. So, Bhagavan, being the object of Vishay, Prithir Vishay, cannot understand what is relishment, pleasure and relishment of the bhakta, that means asra-jatiya sukha. Do you follow my language? The asra-jatiya sukha, what is the relishment, happiness, bhakta gets, because this is asra category. Krishna is a viṣaya category. Understand me? Nimai, this is specific language. Cannot. Bhakta prema roje dosa. Jegoti pro karo bhakta maro je dosa. Jegoti pro karo jato dukho jato sukho jati kobi karo jato dukho jato sukho. Jati ko vikaro, Krishna ta samyako na pari janite, Krishna ta samyako na pari janite, bhakto bhavo angikare, taha swadite. Bhakta bhava angikare taha swadite. Chaitanya Charitamrita Kaviraj Goswami writes in that way. What is the condition of a premi bhakta? Condition of a bhakta? What is his happiness? What is his distress? Then said, what is his mood? Krishna cannot understand it. In order to understand it, Krishna accepts the mood of a bhakta and comes here, appears here to release it. So Krishna accepting the mood of bhakta comes as Gauranga Mahaprabhu Bhakta Rupa in order to release this bhakti rasa, viso asra jatiya rasa, the mellow of asra category. Understand me? Therefore, he accepts the mode of a bhakta and comes as bhakta rupa, that is Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Such wonderful leela. Thank you very much. Otherwise, there is no need of Supreme Lord coming here, taking somebody's help. He is superior. Asamardhva tattva is nobody is equal to him, nobody is superior to him. You understand? He has supreme will. There's no need of taking any help from anybody. Why Supreme Lord Ramchandra take help of the monkeys? to conquer Lanka, to killing Ravan and bridging the ocean. It is only to please his devotees. Bhakta Vatsalya, nothing else. Thank you. प्रभुपाद जी महाराज की जय, भागवत कथामृत की जय, समवेत भक्तवृंद की जय, गौर प्रेमानंद
कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे
Little mouth, little tiny, feeble voice. Nice, wonderful, sweet, early sin. First time of Krishna. Isn't it? So, to be realist. Sweet mellow. So sweet mellow is that. Lila Ross. Mellow mana ting from such wonderful. First time Lila. Acts like an ordinary child. That's so wonderful. That's the main reason. Reason, chief cause, why Krishna comes here, comes down, material world. That's chief cause, to give pleasure to the body and to release the mellow. Himself to release and make gifts of releasement to the devotees. That's the main cause, chief cause. Other secondary things. I'll come to kill the Duskruti, no? By the mere willing. There are so many agents. They are all will be killed. Why Krishna will come to kill? That Prabhupada explained. And is nobody's enemy. Who is Samahu Sarvabhutesh? Who is equal to everybody? Nobody is my friend, nobody is my enemy. Who can be his enemy? He is supreme, he is so almighty. How can one be his enemy? But it's the first time. You understand? He makes some of his devotees act like enemies. Thereby, they are fighting. So, first time, he will enjoy. Rudra Ras. That's Rudra Ras. You understand? It's enjoyer. Rasa Vaisa. Rasa Pallata. He is rasa, he is mellow. These are about all mellows, he is mellow, soft, and the giver of a mellow. And the enjoyer is to be enjoyed also. You understand? Aswada, aswadya. It's wonderful first time, nothing else. Vishnu Tumcha. Thank you. Yeah.